This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on agenda before winter session of Parliament. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Shishir Sinha, journalist.
The government has listed 45 bills along with second supplementary demands for grant for the ongoing winter session of the Parliament. What is the importance of this session?
First of all, this winter session is being held in the backdrop of the assembly elections. The results are already out. And obviously, politics is now perhaps will dominate this session rather than the legislative business. And as it has happened on the second day today, both the houses were adjourned and opposition were demanding so many things. Congress has asked for a JPC on Rafael, and then there are other demands by AIADMK and DMK were demanding something about Kaveri water. Shiv Sena was up in the arm about Ram Mandir. So all these issues will continue to dominate this winter session, in spite of the fact, as you said, that 45 bills are listed for the legislative business. But I have my doubts whether in the first week at least there will be any official business will be allowed to be transacted. And this has happened in the past as well, because opposition has been raising a large number of issues, rightly so also, that is their right. So in this session also we may witness disruptions. And as has happened in the past, the legislative business is taken up towards the end of the session. And if we can just see the priorities of the government, three ordinances which are already in effect have to be passed by Parliament. And what will be the fate of those ordinances is yet to be seen. So I think the topmost on the list of the legislative business is the ordinance on triple talaq. And I'm afraid, because if the opposition has a strategy to stall this piece of legislation from being endorsed by Parliament, they may adopt some kind of negative tactics. And if the House is not allowed to run and the ordinance gets lapsed, that could be one strategy. But it may be difficult for the opposition to continue to disrupt the House for the entire duration. So maybe when eventually the triple talaq legislation is taken up, the opposition may try to introduce certain amendments, because it's an ordinance. If it is not passed, it will lapse. So I think the foremost agenda for the government, of course, apart from other piece of legislation, is triple talaq. And it's a very sensitive issue. The opposition also would not like to be seen on the wrong side, because that may give a different signal. So it will be a very tactful handling of this legislation by the opposition. And the government, of course, will be determined to get it through.
The developments on Monday and Tuesday. First, we have resignation by the RBI governor. And on Tuesday, results of 5 state assembly polls. Do you think that these two developments have given enough ammunition to the opposition to go for disruption rather than doing or engaging in legislative business?
I think even the allegations of irregularities in the Rafael deal was a big ammunition for the opposition, particularly the Congress party. Because if you look at the election campaign, Congress President Rahul Gandhi was hammering on this issue, and now since they have taken a position that there should be a JPC on Rafael, so this obviously is already on their hand. And apart from the other factors, of course, economic issues do take priority, like, as you very rightly said, resignation of the RBI governor, even appointment of new RBI governor, who happens to be a bureaucrat, has already been raised by Mr. P. Chidambaram. So I think when the Parliament demands for grants, that is the only financial and business before Parliament, during the debate on that, all these issues will certainly crop up. But what we need to see in the very first week is whether the House is allowed to function smoothly. So that will have to be seen first.
You mentioned about 3 ordinances to be converted into legislation. That is the statutory requirement we have to fulfill. One is the most important, is the triple talaq. Government has the option, if it doesn't get it passed during the current session, it can re-promulgate the ordinance after the winter session. What do you have to say about this possibility?
I personally feel the government would like to get it passed in this session itself. Because the next session, which will be a budget session but only for a vote on account, it will be difficult for the government to get it passed in the coming session. And any ordinance, if it lapses, it is certainly a loss of face for the government. As already we know, the government has accepted certain amendments of the opposition, and in view of that, the ordinance was promulgated. There is hardly any aspect left which the government has not accommodated. So having accommodated all the concerns of the opposition, now whenever the bill is taken up, I think it will be difficult for the opposition to oppose it per se. The only way they have is to delaying tactics. But my feeling is that the opposition also would like to have a debate on this issue and may suggest further amendments. So suppose further amendments are pressed, particularly when it goes to the upper house, because there the ruling party, NDA, they don't have majority. So further amendments will force the government to go back to the drawing board again. So maybe some kind of a strategy which will not portray the opposition as anti-triple talaq will be devised by the opposition. So let us see. But I don't think they will force this ordinance to lapse and the government to re-promulgate the ordinance. Well, there is a provision in the constitution, but yet to be seen. I think first tactic would be to delay it as far as possible. Second would be to have a meaningful debate, but take objection to certain other aspects like that. So I think the most and perhaps the topmost priority of the winter session among all the pieces of legislation is triple talaq. There is no doubt about it.
Now, let us talk about some important bill. The two bills which are very significant from the masses' point of view, from the general public point of view, and that is banning of unregulated deposit scheme, and the other one is the chit fund amendment bill. How do you see the importance of these two bills?
Before we come to that, let's briefly talk about the two remaining ordinances, which obviously the parliament has to pass. The one is the Indian Medical Council Amendment Ordinance, which will now be brought before the House as a bill, and the second is the Company Amendment Ordinance. Particularly the Company's Amendment Bill would provide both the government as well as the opposition an opportunity to discuss the entire gamut of economic issues. And that will be good for the parliament as well as for the country, because the country's economic situation will come for a review, and in that even the resignation of the governor can be taken up and the health of the economy can also be discussed. So I think the opposition would not like to stall these two ordinances, and therefore they may allow these ordinances to come up and pass also. Indian Medical Council also, there is hardly any politics involved, but certainly the company's ordinance Act would provide an opportunity to have a threadbare discussion on the economic issues. So having said that, when the two bills which you are referring to, well, if they at all come up, I'm not very sure whether they will come up, but that will also be an opportunity for both the government as well as the opposition to discuss the economic issues, because economy continues to dominate the narrative of the present situation in the country, and both the government as well as the opposition would like to have a very meaningful debate, because the whole country would like to know both versions, the government version as well as the opposition version, where things have gone wrong as far as the health of the economy is concerned. There are many other bills which are very important. Some bills are pending only in the Rajya Sabha, which have already been passed by the Lok Sabha. And in that, I think the motor vehicle bill is very important. That bill was first passed by Lok Sabha. Again, amended bill came before the Lok Sabha. It was passed and it could not be taken up in the Rajya Sabha. So I think one of the very significant piece of legislation is motor vehicle bill. Well, there are other very important bills also. I think if the government can get the Motor Vehicle Act passed in this session, and then it becomes a law, there are provisions in this bill which will be saving a lot of lives which are lost in road accidents, and there will be significant system will be introduced, like driving license through computer, RTO's role will also come under changes. So this is another very important bill, I think, which will be coming up. So let's see what happens as the House progresses. But one bill which I think nobody will object is Jallianwala Bagh Memorial. Therefore, I have a feeling the bills which are very important and which have no politics involved would be passed, as we have seen in the past. In the last week, some of these bills will be passed even without discussion. So quite a substantial amount of the legislative business would be disposed of before the House adjourns on January 8th. But first week, of course, may go the opposition way.
Coming to another bill which has gained too much opposition, and that is the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Amendment Bill. And that talks about changing the definition of micro, small and medium enterprises from investment basis to the turnover basis. There have been opposition even from the Swadeshi Jagran Manch and other organizations associated with BJP. How do you see that?
There are reservations even among a section of the ruling alliance, NDA, maybe even within the BJP. It's yet to be seen, because I think when this is taken up, some members from the ruling benches may put across the contrary viewpoint which you are suggesting, and they have already made known their position outside parliament. So it is yet to be seen what shape that particular piece of legislation will take, whether the government willing to push and also agree to certain amendments which may be proposed during the discussion. Therefore, it's very difficult to say, because when we start discussing the merits of all these legislations, unless we know that they would actually be coming up, because normally winter session begins in November, but for the last 2 years the session is now pushed to December. Now, because of the election coming, the budget session has also to start from 1st of February. Therefore, there are 20 sittings total. Out of that, two have already gone. So in the remaining 18 sittings, how many are actual effective sittings, we yet to know. But I think the whole country is waiting for the bill, which I must mention is the Consumer Protection Bill. It is such a significant bill, it affects the common man, but unfortunately it has not been passed so far. So that way we can go on. We have a whole list of the legislative business which the government has in mind, but I doubt whether all the bills will be taken up. But certainly in the last lap of the session, we may see many bills getting through, because there may not be any controversy involved. In that context, the Prime Minister has already made an appeal to all opposition parties, and at the all-party meeting on Monday, the Prime Minister again appealed to all opposition and said that it is the responsibility of all of us to contribute to the service of the nation and its people by ensuring smooth functioning of Parliament. The Speaker also has convened meeting of the all-party meeting, and there have been appeals that there should be a smooth functioning of Parliament. PM, in fact, went to the extent of saying that they are willing to have a meaningful debate on all issues of national importance. So how these appeals will be taken up, as we have already discussed, the general elections are coming, and Parliament is a forum where the opposition parties can make their points. That's why today we saw DIMK versus Anna DIMK, Shiv Sena, RJD, all raking up so many issues which are of political relevance. So therefore, this session, of course, has started on a stormy note, but we do hope that towards the end, at least 1 week may be given for a serious discussion on very significant legislation for which the country certainly needs approval of Parliament.
This is the last full session before the general election 2019. Now, my final question to you, that there are 16 bills pending in Lok Sabha. If those bills are not get passed during this, there is a fear that they will lapse.
Unfortunately, that's the position. If the bills which are pending are not taken up and passed, they would lapse, because, as I said, the next session would of course be the last session of the current Lok Sabha, but the fact remains that session is a budget session where only vote on account will be taken up, and that may be only for a week. So there will be hardly any scope for the pending bills to be taken up and passed. And if at all some bills are really very important, then the only course left for the government will be to go for ordinances.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Agenda Before Winter Session of Parliament. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Shishir Sinha, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.